first half we were very good. Second half, you always know what's going to happen. Cork have got some quality players. We weathered the storm the best we could. Sometimes decisions go for you and decisions go against you. That's the nature of the game, isn't it? There's very little you can do about that. Some people think it is, some people think it isn't. That's how the game works, you know. To be fair to the players. After that, they responded. We had a couple of decent chances at the end. We thought we'd done really well in the counter in the second half. We created some half-decent chances. But look, you have to be a realist as well. If somebody had said to me 2 games into the season, you'd have 4 points from six, you would have took it. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We have given a real go for the length of time that we did this evening against a real top quality side. There's no getting away from that. So to compete the way we did, I'm immensely proud of them. They fought every ball. They defended as if their lives, it meant something to them. And that's what I've sort of tried to put into them. Sometimes in football, it's about choices. I wrote some words up on the board before them. Hard work, attitude, discipline, committed, and fear. Don't have any of it, you know. Will you have the right attitude? Will you work hard? Will you be committed? Will you play with no fear? And I thought they'd done that. And that's down to them, because it's their choice. And it's as a footballer, when you're under pressure in a football game, you can crumble. And to be fair, they didn't. So they deserve an immense amount of credit for that.
Finn Harps, 1-0 up at the break. Definitely so.
Yes, I think we deserve to go in at half-time 1-0 up. I thought we started really, really well. Again, we created some half-decent chances in the first half again. To be fair, it's nice success. He's now got his first home goal as well. He got his first goal last week, but he's now got 2-2. So he's a handful. We played his strengths. And we look like a team that want to play for each other, and that's hugely important.
The Cork City equaliser coming. I think it was the 75th minute or something like that. What was your view on the penalty?
I suppose any opposition manager will always say it's not a penalty. I think if the decision goes in my favour, I think Tim Clancy would have had probably the same similar thoughts to me. But as I say, I can do absolutely nothing about that. I think it's extremely difficult for referees. There is so many rules. Now, we have our meeting there at the start of the year again, and there's more rule changes in what is a handball and what's not a handball. We were told if it hits your body and then hits your arm, it's not a penalty. That's what happens. So, but that's open to, interpretation from the referee, how he sees that. There's so grey. It's so grey that it's so difficult. And I genuinely think it's soft. But has it hit his hand? Yes, it has. But again, because the law is so hard to comprehend and get your mind around, it's extremely difficult for officials.
In terms of the injuries, in terms of the squad, strong squad this year, I must say. No Conor Tourish tonight, young Aaron McLaughlin and Ryan Rainey to come back in. What's the update on those guys?
Update is Tourish hopefully will be not too far away. Aaron McLaughlin's probably more 4 to 5 weeks. He's probably a bit longer. Who else have we? Ryan Rainey, not sure. And Kevin Jordan's long term. But again, what you'll find with Darren Murphy over the course of the season, I don't really talk about the ones that are unavailable because they can't affect the game. So I only talk about the ones that are available and can affect the game. And the 19 that we had available this evening put in a really honest shift for me.
Finally, Darren, before I let you go, the crowd were great tonight. Huge home support. And not too often it happens. 2 home games, 2 Fridays in a row. Half loan to Finn Park next Friday night.
Yes, hopefully the fans are back next Friday night and they have another entertaining evening. Look, it's great to have them out here, and they give the players so much of a lift and so much belief. And look, I think our players now appreciate the following that we have, and I do think we are trying to please them, and we are leaving everything out in the pitch, and that's important.
Darren Murphy, best of luck for the season ahead.
Thank you.